Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us this morning is Casey Kindler. She is the Communications Manager at the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. Let's talk about the upcoming Stakeholder Summit that is coming up May 8th and 9th, and that will be held in Kansas City. Tell us what that is, first of all, Casey, and what it all entails.
Absolutely. So every year, it's our annual event. It's our annually the biggest conference we have, and it is this year is themed A Seat at the Table. And so really, you know, this year, you know, a conversation surrounding animal agriculture has been going on for, you know, much too long without an engagement between key stakeholders in the restaurant, retail, food service companies, and also bringing the farmers, ranchers, government agencies, agribusinesses to the table and food associations as well, you know, to the table to discuss issues that are impacting all of us. So really this year, you know, we want everyone to come to the table, be a voice at the stakeholder summit and really, you know, learn from each other. You know, consumers, they're asking more questions than ever, really, about different topics related to animal agriculture, whether it be environmental stewardship, nutrition, animal welfare. And so all of these topics, you know, whoever attends the Stakeholder Summit, whether you're a farmer, rancher, from a food service company, you'll be able to take away and learn how to address these concerns and gain the supportive network and tools that you need to be successful in whatever business you do.
Sure. I was going to ask, you know, who all attends this and how can someone get more involved or attend this summit as well?
Absolutely. So it is open to really anyone interested in learning more about animal agriculture. We really try to get as many producers to the table as possible. So we'll be running different little things to try to help producers get to the Stakeholder Summit. It's easier, a little bit easier this year because we do alternate locations. So every other year it's in the Washington, D.C. area, but this year it is in Kansas City, which is one of our favorite locations. You know, there's a lot going on there. It was actually ranked one of the best places to visit in 2019 by National Geographic, I think. So we're really excited this year to have a bigger crowd than ever. Last year was our biggest one. So we had about 300 attendees last year. We're looking forward to seeing even more faces in the crowd this year. And really just to discuss a lot of different topics, we're going to be hosting a photo contest for farmers next week to really have them give them the opportunity to win a free registration to this event. So for that, all they'll have to do is share a photo on social media, really, you know, a picture of what their table looks like, whether it be, you know, a dog underneath the table, looking for scraps, or, you know, a high chair at the end of the table, whatever it may be. We all have different tables. So we want to see, you know, what farmers and ranchers, what their table looks like. And so those will be, you know, the best five photos will be up for a public vote at the end of the month. And so those five winners will get the free registration to our stakeholder summit. So we're excited about that.
What a great idea. How fun. Casey Kindler, the communications manager at the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Very fun to talk to you. You're a wealth of knowledge. Thank you for the information.
Thank you so much for having me.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he does not plan to meet with the Chinese president before a March 1st deadline set by the two countries to achieve a trade deal. Asked during an event at the Oval Office whether there would be a meeting before the deadline, Trump just said no. According to Reuters, when asked whether there would be a meeting in the next month or so, Trump said not yet. The Senate remarks confirmed comments from administration officials who said the two men were unlikely to meet before the deadline, dampening hopes of a quick trade pact and sparking a drop in U.S. stock market prices. More Inside Ag is straight ahead.